We gave her only 1 week notice. And she honored you, honored the pastoress, and honored God by honoring the invitation. I want you to rise up on your feet and welcome Pastor Mrs. Donna today as she discussed the subject of wisdom for parenting. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You can do that for Jesus Christ, the Savior of our soul, the lover of our soul, the one that gave us life today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, I would like us to take this song. He said, you are the pillar that holds my family. And when we are talking about wisdom, Jesus is the wisdom personified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. The Bible says Jesus, the wisdom of God and the power of God. You are the pillar that holds my love. You are the pillar that holds my love. And I keep on. You are the pillar that holds my love. And I keep on. You are the pillar. You are the wisdom of God and the power of God. You can heal our family. You can build our home. You can set our children free. You are the one that can make our future to be bright. And therefore this morning we will dedicate our family unto you, particularly our children. Let your spirit possess them in the name of Jesus. Divine Holy Spirit, I release myself to you as I open my mouth and I declare the word of God. All my teachers in the name of Jesus. Let your word come like a fire that will destroy every veil in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Let our eyes be enlightened. Give us spirit of understanding and the heart to obey. Give us joy to receive instruction and to receive correction and heal our children. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. And let us say big amen.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here this morning? If that's so, come on, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus
Christ.
It is awesome to be in God's presence. You can have your seat. Good morning, church. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God for guiding us this year this morning. For gathering us. Grace has sustained us. I appreciate our pastors, all the leaders, the privilege given unto me to stand here this morning to bring the word of God. My prayer is that God will continue to uphold us and the work of God will continue to increase in the name of Jesus. I bring
greeting
for our father in the Lord, my husband, Pastor
Shegun Olatunde.
And from Applied Faith Ministry, I'm asked to tell you that you are lifted in the name of Jesus. And I want to appreciate one of our women executives that follow me here. And my dear brother that brought me here. The Lord will bless in the name of Jesus. Now let's go to the main work now. Parenting by wisdom. Parenting by wisdom. I want to let you know that wisdom is Jesus Christ. The wisdom personifies Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 that Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. So when we need the wisdom of God, we must have Christ in our life as a parent. Because when we don't have Christ in our life as a parent, we cannot receive the wisdom to train our children in the way of the Lord. And I want to let you know that for us to acquire the wisdom of God, we must fear God. Many of us, we have Christ in our life, but we do not fear God. Because our character do not show that we fear God. When we are talking about parenting, we parents, we are the major trainer. And many of us today, we delegate our primary assignment to other people. Some of us, we delegate this parenting to our house help at home. Many of us, we delegate it to people around. Many of us, we send our children to our uncles and our aunties. These are lack of wisdom. We must have the fear of God. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9 from verse 10 to 12. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. And by wisdom your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life will be added to. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself, and if you are you will bear it alone. My prayer is that none of us shall be foolish in the name of Jesus. Let somebody say, I receive wisdom of God. One of my child in the church, in the children ministry, is in toddler class. Because when you are talking about parenting by wisdom, one of them is we must parent them according to their age. According to their age. So this child is a toddler child. And in the toddler class, they have taught them about not that we should not lie. So it happens that a mother wants to lie about the results of that guy or the boy in the school. What happened that the boy, the position is, you know, it was so low, maybe 34, he took 34 in the class. And they have aspiration that this boy is going to take second position. And this mother has, you know, he has displayed, you know, the confidence that his boy is going to take second position in the place of the work. So when he brought the card home, the mother said,
Mama,
when they asked you that what is your position, you said that you took second. He said immediately he said that. The boy said, Mommy,
Mama,
is it good to lie? He said, when he asked her, She was fixed. She did not know what to say. So she could not answer herself. And the son said, I will not lie,
oh,
because I've been told that if I lie, I will go to
heaven.
So the mother could not answer a word. But what actually happened? So the mother now said, let us pray that they will not ask you about your position when we get to the place of my work. So the prayer was answered. So when the father came, by the time they will investigate on in his position, and they called his teacher at in the school, they discovered that there was a mistake in a podcast. What am I trying to drive her in essence? When we fear God, we will, this wisdom of God will work for us. Many of us, we don't fear God. And that is why we don't have this wisdom. And for us to have this wisdom, we must fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Mothers and fathers, let us fear God. We have heard more about the wisdom of God, but we do not put it to practice because we don't fear God. Wisdom is an action word. Wisdom will give us direction. Before we can have wisdom, we must have a right knowledge. And that right knowledge, we must understand it. I'm trying to lay foundation before we go into parenting. Please let us go to the book of Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 4. Can we read together? True wisdom and house is built, and by understanding it is established. And by wisdom they shall be filled with all precious and pleasant. Now there are three things in these two verses. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And the Bible makes us understand that with these three elements, our family shall be established. Our family shall be built. Our family shall be filled with precious things. Wisdom is the ultimate in these three elements. But without knowledge that you understand,
without knowledge that you understand,
you cannot apply that wisdom. It is when you have a right knowledge and you understand it, then you can apply it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell us some of the wisdom we need. But we must understand it. When we understand it, in every circumstances and situation, then we're able to apply it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Number one wisdom you must know about parenting is that your children are God's heritage. When you understand this, that these children that God has given to me, they belong to God, we will change our wrong attitude. Many of us, we have told our children to our God. Many of us, we are begging our children for obedience. Because we have lost some certain values in our life. You must know that these children belong to God. You are only a caretaker. It's a privilege for you to be a mother. And you must not fail as a father. Do you know that if you know that these children belong to God, from the time you conceive this child, you will connect him to his maker. When I read through the word of God, I discover great people in the Bible that not have told their mother their divine assignment. For every children God has given to you, there is a divine script upon their life. God has written down their destiny. You as a parent, you must able to see it. You must able to read it. And you must be able to make that time to run with it. Do you know many of us will give our children a wrong name? Because somebody sent it from the village. It is the family elder that named it, and it must be named. Maybe you don't know that name is a prophecy. It is the spirit that is bearing your name. If somebody died now, and you call that person, can that person answer you? Why? The spirit that bears that name has gone. So when you have a bad name, you will fulfill a bad destiny. That is why at the age of 99, God has to change the name of Father Abraham to Abraham. Some of us, we just mismanage the destiny of our children because of giving them a wrong name. But there is even in this house in the name of Jesus. Suffer every error in the life of my children. Blood of Jesus, remove it. They are God's heritage. Many of us, we have confused our children, even in the area of career, because we just decided them to be this. You do not care about what God said they must be. I pray that the Lord God of mercy, you will reverse every evil reverse we have done in the life of our children in the name of Jesus. There was a girl, they forced her to go and read the course she did not like. They even sent her to private university because of that bitterness in her heart. He left the campus and he was under the bridge. And the guys are just carrying her and dropping her. At the moment he wants to commit suicide. But because God is merciful, they sighted her. Somebody sighted her and said, it seems I know this girl. By the time the person went after her, they discovered that he's a known child to them. You know, many of us, we are controlling our children. We are not leading them. There is difference between leading your children in the right way than controlling them. The Lord will help us in the name of
Jesus.
Number two, wisdom we must know about parenting. We have obligation to train them. Proverbs 22:6.
ìwé òwe orí kejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
Proverbs 22:6.
Ìwé òwe orí kejìlélógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹfà.
The Bible says, train a child.
Sọ ọmọ.
In the way he will go.
Ní ọ̀nà tí ó tọ̀.
And when he grow up.
Bó bá sì dàgbà.
He will not depart from me.
Yóò kúrò nínú rẹ̀.
Parents, we are trainers.
Òbí ajẹ́ olùkọ́ni.
Let every mother and father note that one.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí bàbá àti màmá tó wà nínú ilé kó yẹ ìkóyè wa lówùrọ̀
yìí. When we are talking about training.
Òun táà ń sọ pé ká máa tọ́ ni.
Training is practical.
Àní ìtọ́ni ó jẹ́ ohun tí a lè ṣe bí ó dùn ṣe.
When you teach them.
Àtúbá kọ ọmọ
rẹ. You have to do it.
O ní láti ṣe.
Training is teaching.
Àní ìtọ́ni jẹ́ ó jẹ́ ìkọ́ni.
For example, if you are going to church.
Àtúbá lọ ní ẹ̀kọ́ ilé ìjọsìn.
You will tell your children.
Ó sọ fún ọmọ rẹ.
We are going to church.
À ń lọ sílé ìjọsìn.
When we get to church.
Bàbá délé ìjọsìn.
We will pray in church.
À ó gbàdúrà nílé ìjọsìn.
When we get to church.
Bàbá délé ìjọsìn.
We will pray God in church.
À ó yin olúwa
nílé ìjọsìn. Make sure that when they ask us to pray.
Nà dájú pé tó bá ní ká fi gbàdúrà.
You are praying.
Ò ń gbàdúrà.
Because when you pray.
Nítorí pé tó bá gbàdúrà.
God will bless you.
Olúwa yóò bùkún fún ọ.
Close your eyes.
Àtijọ́ rẹ.
When you are praying.
Tó bá gbàdúrà.
So that you can concentrate.
Àgbo lè fi ọkàn sí ọkọ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run rẹ.
So when you teach them like that.
Tó bá kọ́ ọmọ rẹ ní ọ̀nà tó kú.
When they come to church.
Tó bá délé ìjọsìn
lọ. They cannot misbehave.
Wọ́n lè wà ìjàgídíjà kan.
Now when you now get to church.
Tó bá délé ìjọsìn.
You as a trainer.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí olùsọ́ni.
When they ask you stand up.
Tó bá ní kò dìde dúró.
And you are sitting down.
Tó bá jókòó.
The time will be watching
you. Ọmọ yẹn yóò máa wọ̀ ọ́.
He too will see that.
Òun náà yóò jókòó.
But when they ask you stand up.
Tó bá gbé dìde dúró.
Can you too you stand up?
O dìde dúró.
You will see that time we stand up.
Ọmọ rẹ yóò dìde bákan náà.
When they say let us close our eyes and pray.
Tó bá dìde wákà gbàdúrà.
And you too you are closing your eyes and you are praying.
Ó wá di tó ń gbàdúrà.
You will see that time.
Ọmọ náà bákan náà.
He will close the eyes and pray.
Òun náà yóò dìde yóò gbàdúrà.
Paraventure, you open her eyes to see whether she is doing the right thing.
Àbóyá wá lájú òun wò bóyá ó ṣe ètò.
When he sets your eyes.
Tó bá rí ojú rẹ.
He will quickly close his eyes.
Ẹsẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ yóò padà.
Because he will remember what to have
taught him. Ṣé o yóò rántí ẹ̀kọ́ tó ti kọ́ òun láti ilé?
So training is teaching and practical.
Àní ìtọ́ni ó jẹ́ ohun ìkọ́ni àti ohun tí a ti tójú ṣe.
Many of us say. Children go to church.
Àyàn ọmọ yẹn máa lọ sílé ìjọsìn.
We will say at home.
Òbí yóò wá dúró sílé.
That is not, we are not a good trainer.
Èyí túmọ̀ sí pé àjọ olùtọ́ni tó tọ́.
Training involves discipline.
Àìtọ́ni jẹ́ ohun nífiṣe pẹ̀lú ìbáwí.
Then when we are talking about discipline.
Bàbá sọ nípa àbáwí kọ́.
Before you discipline a child.
Kò tó lè bá ọmọ wí.
You will tell that child.
Ìwọ yóò sì sọ ṣáájú fún ọmọ náà.
If you don't do this thing.
Yóò bá ṣe eléyìí.
I'm going to be.
Ẹ̀mí yóò nà ọ́.
If you do this thing.
Tó bá ṣe ohun tí kò tọ́ yìí.
These are the consequences of it.
Àní ọ̀wọ́n àbáyọ fún ìwà búburú tó bá wù ní èyí.
Training involves quality time.
Ìtọ́ni ó ní ibi ṣe pẹ̀lú àkókò tó tọ́.
Quality time.
Àní àwọn àkókò tó tọ́ ni.
Many of us our career have taken our quality time.
Ọ̀pọ̀ wa iṣẹ́ tá à ń ṣe ti gba àkókò wa tó pọ̀ jùlọ.
But you do not know that these children.
Ìjọ wa mọ̀ dájú pé àwọn ọmọ yìí.
They are the future of our generation.
Ọjọ́ ọ̀la rẹ.
We must give our children quality time.
Àwọn ọ̀fi àkókò tó pọ̀ sínú àkókò wa fún ọmọ.
Quality time.
Àkókò tó dára jùlọ.
Training is a full time work.
Àní ìtọ́ni jẹ́ iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n lè fi gbogbo ọjọ́ ṣe ni.
If you remember in those days.
Ṣé bá rántí ìgbà àtijọ́.
When we are so young.
Ìgbà tá a wà ní wèrèwèrè.
Our father believed.
Àwọn bàbá wa nígbàgbọ́.
In true housewife.
Àwọn ìyàwó mi kò ní jẹ́ ọmọ wà nílé ni.
They want the mother to be in at home 24 hours.
Àwọn bẹ́ẹ̀ kí ìyàwó wà ní gbogbo ìgbà nílé.
Then we go out to look for money.
Ọ̀wọ́n yóò lọ sí wọ owó káàkiri.
So that there can be monitoring.
Kó lè jẹ́ olùtọ́ni yóò wà nílé.
But because the cost of living is increasing every time.
Àní ọ̀nà láti wà láàyè láti máa gbé oúnjẹ ìwọ́dìgbò ń wọ́n sí.
Everybody has to go and work.
Ọkọ ohun ìyàwó gbọdọ̀ jáde.
But notwithstanding.
Kò ní fi ṣe bó ṣe
ògbọ́n tẹ̀lé. We must apply wisdom.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ fi ọgbọ́n kan.
If your husband is a banker.
Àti ọkọ rẹ bá jó ní
ṣe owó. And you are a banker.
Ìwọ náà ní ṣe owó.
That is no wisdom.
Kò sí ọgbọ́n nínú ìwà àtẹ̀wì.
Even though we need money.
Àbúṣe ẹgbẹ́ nínú owó yìí.
But for two of us to be a banker.
Àwọn àmì ìjìká máa jíjá gbogbo.
There is no wisdom in that.
Kò sí ọgbọ́n nínú èyí.
If we don't want to cry in the future.
Àtẹ̀bà fẹ́ fi ọjọ́ ọ̀la yín ṣubú.
If we don't want to miss our aim.
Àtẹ̀bà fẹ́ pàdánù ìjọba ọ̀run.
I believe you remember Father Eli.
Àmúrò ti pẹ́ ránṣẹ́ wòlíì Eli.
Prophet Eli.
Wòlíì Eli.
The Lord cursed him.
Àní Olúwa ṣègùn fúnlé lórí.
And his generation.
Àti ìran rẹ̀ tó wà nínú rẹ̀.
And he said.
Ó sì wí pé.
No offering will remove this curse.
Kò ní sí ọ̀rẹ́ kan tí ò mú ìfún ìfún lórí rẹ̀.
Because of what?
Àìsórí kíni.
He did not train his children.
Kò bá ọmọ rẹ̀ ní ọ̀nà tó tọ́.
When you don't train that children, God endure a great loss. God
endure
a great loss. That is a great loss for God. That is why God does not negotiate.
It
talks things about our children. So when you don't train your children, you are wounding the heart of God. So training involves quality time. After this seminar, we have to go and do family meeting and conference. So that we can rearrange our time. One of the women of God that was under our teaching, and was trying to enlighten our hands. He said when she was rearing her children, she was in with daily times. And he said there was problem in the office, he had to come late than the expected time. That day. And what happened? He always puts our children in the daycare. Do you know Mama daycare brought a baby?
Ah, Mama,
and he dropped the baby and the bag at the door of this woman. He said, that day, he resigned from her work. Today, that's her daughter now. She's a faithful Christian. She's a faithful pastor. Because somebody cares to fulfill a divine obligation over that child. Are you ready to fulfill your divine obligation? Money is not everything. And do you know the Bible says when we have this wisdom, even our family will be full of
riches.
Training involves quality time. It's a full time work. And it's a long time work. My husband said, pray. Parenting is forever. You can ask our grandma and grandpa. When their daughter gives birth, they get ready. And they are preparing for conception. After giving birth, they will have to go there.
And parents.
And pray that the grace will be successful that Lord will give to us in Jesus. Parenting, as I've earlier said, we are the major trainer. Now let us go to training. Training a child. Don't forget that Proverbs 22 verse 6.
It
says train a child. Train what? Train what? Now, there is a time of their childhood. There is a time they become what? Teenager. Excuse me, church, you cannot train a teenager. You can only cancel a teenager. So don't lose the opportunity of a childhood. We call it parenting by
age.
Childhood training starts from 6 months of pregnancy. When a child is 6 months in your womb, the hearing senses is already established. That is why when Mary greeted Elizabeth, baby John the Baptist at the age of 6 months,
he leaped
for joy because he heard the voice of the mother of a master Jesus. And Elizabeth started to prophesy. Right from 6 months.
That's your to me for you.
You can start dedicating your children to the power of the Holy Spirit. And do you know that? For we that we are single still, even before you get married, you can be praying for your children. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So our training time starts from when time? What time? 6 months pregnancy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anytime we do name impartation in our church, the naming ceremony, the offering collected for the child, we will tell the parents and the congregation there, we will say the tithe. We are going to take it. Because that child must not now to pay
tithe.
Then the mother will buy a Bible.
Mama, you are a baby.
From that offering.
You know, you.
And he will write the name of that baby.
You are going to come.
And the rest, we advise them to put it in bank. Even though we know that one is not.
There
are so many expenses. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One day, a father,
Baba kan,
he went to the food of the food of the baby. And he started licking. They said, "Why are you licking?" He said, "I'm eating my neighbor."
He
said, "After all, all the money they gave us in the naming ceremony, now the wife that they give, I am the one that spend everything. Now my wife that give me the money. So I will start from eating from
before.
In the name of Jesus, all of us we shall eat the food of children. It will not be sour in our mouth in the name of Jesus." So what are we talking about? We must train our children. Do you know that you can read Bible to that baby? When you open the Bible, you will mention his name. Temiloluwa. We want to read the Bible now. This is the word of God. We are reading Matthew chapter 1. Some of you will say they are little children. Do you know that the breath of life in an adult,
it
is the same breath of life in that
child.
And when you are communicating the spirit of God to that child, you are communicating the word of God into that spirit.
It's
only his body that is small. The same spirit that is make us a man, a living being, is the one that made them a living being. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we must treat them from the age of 6 months in the womb. By praying for them, speaking the word of God to them. Then when we give birth to them, from age 0 to 3, that's another age that we must train them. We must train them the word of God. At that time, they call the heart of a baby tabula rasa. That is a plain place. A plain
board.
Yes. It is what we write on it that these children will manifest from age 3. When you begin to teach them the right thing, I will tell them what you are going to be teaching them. Those things will be inscribed in their mind. So by the time they grow up, that thing they will begin to manifest. Let us go to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 8 to 9. For us to see what God is telling us. Isaiah 28, verse 8 to 9. Can we read it? For all the world, table are full of vomit and filthiness. Wait a minute. Now the table they are talking about.
Atabili ta so nipa re yi.
Is our mind.
Ohun ni okan wa.
As an adult.
Agbe bi agbalaga.
Our mind.
Okan wa.
Has been engaged in filthiness.
O ti wa kun fun ohun gbogbo ibi.
Defilement.
Ati ohun ti ko so.
Engage ourselves in sin.
A ti kun fun ese.
Before we come to the Lord Jesus.
Aka to wa si olo Jesus lati gba sinu aye wa.
For these children.
Before won mo kere ke yi.
Tabili okan wa. Have not been exposed.
Ani out this so.
Walk of sin.
He is
now verse 9. Who shall we teach knowledge? Who shall we make to understand? They that what? The childhood.
Omo kekeke.
The baby and infant.
Omo ati omo wo.
The people, the breastfeeding baby.
Omo ni to ye ko yin mo mo.
Their mind is so clean.
Okan won pe to be ke.
When you teach them the word of God.
Te ba ko won ni ona oro Olorun.
You teach them the doctrine of God.
E fi oro Olorun ye won.
You commit their soul.
E fi okan won.
You will say temi loluwa.
A temi loluwa.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through
Him.
So Jesus Christ is your Lord.
Jesus Lord,
who are those who are talking to? The infant and what?
And the baby.
What does the Bible say in Psalm 8 verse 2?
I will in that video only get joy to KG.
Psalm 8 verse 2. What does the Bible say? Yes. Out of the mouth of babe. And what? The Lord has done what? Ordained strength. And these are the children we believe we don't need to train them.
Their
spiritual potent power in the hand of God and in your family. When you teach these children, I tell you, you are doing a great work. This is the real foundation. When we don't treat these children, when they become a teenager, so with them, always
act.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Training, parenting by age.
Kikomo nipa ti ojo ori re.
Parenting by age.
Ikomo nipa ojo ori.
So when they leave the childhood age.
Ani to ba de.
When they leave the childhood age.
To ba ti grow ni omo owo.
Then they now go to their what? Teens and 20.
Awo wa wa laarin omo odun mewa si ogun odun.
At this time,
akoko yi,
your parenting is by counseling. When they are a child, you give them command. When you say sit down there, they will sit down. When you say eat this thing, they will eat it. At that time,
akoko
yi, you give them command. At that time, you can enforce your will according to the will of God. They will not query you. But when they become a teenager, when they say sit down, when they will tell you, mommy, why should I sit down? Why can't I stand up? There's no fight. You don't need to fight your teenage girl. You don't need to fight your teenage boy. It's a simple question you have asked.
Why
are you shouting on them? By the time you are shouting on them, they will believe that you are their enemy. But when you have to cancel them, you
need
to
see
that no. Because if you sit down, these are the advantages of sitting down. But if you stand up in this area, these are the disadvantages of standing up. Let me give a practical example. There was a teenage girl.
It
was on campus. And in our hostel.
And
they There are seven in a room.
Meji lo je ninu yara.
She's a girl.
O je obirin.
All the other six girls.
Awon omo obirin mefa yoku.
They are party girls.
Won je omo to ma lo si ibi party.
They go to party every time.
Niko wo ka lo ma lo si ibi ile
jo. For good 3 years.
Awo odun meta pa.
They are not able to influence her.
Won o le je ki ona ti won ko bori iwa omo obirin yi.
Not that they do not engage her to go to party.
O ni pe won o pe wa si ile jo.
But
ṣùgbọ́n
he told us a secret.
O sọ àṣírí rẹ̀ fún wa.
He said my mother has cancelled me.
Màmá mi ti tọ́ mi sọ́nà.
And he has taught me.
O sì ti kọ́ mi.
Disadvantages.
Ìṣòro tó wà.
Of going to night party.
Láti máa lọ sí ilé ijó.
The danger.
Àti ìdààmú.
Of going to night party.
Ìṣòro láti máa lọ sí party lálẹ́.
So when the mother is not there.
Ìgbà tí màmá rẹ̀ kò sí níbẹ̀.
And he finds herself in a bad environment.
Ó wá rírà ẹ̀ níbi tí kò tọ́ ibi tí kò yẹ fún ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
He still have that truth in her.
Òtítọ́ yìí wà nínú ọkàn rẹ̀.
Because he knows the consequences of going to what party.
Nítorí pé ọmọ ewu tó láti máa lọ sí party.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have to cancel them.
Aláṣẹ tọ̀ wọ́n sọ́nà nípa ọ̀rọ̀ sí ti.
Anything you want them to do.
Ohunkóhun tó bá fẹ́ kọ́ ọmọ rẹ ṣe.
Whether towards God.
Bóyá sí Ọlọ́run ni.
Or whether towards man.
Àbí sí ènìyàn.
You have to tell them the reason.
Òun láti sọ ìdí.
I'm talking about the teenager.
Mo sọ nípa ọmọ tó ń pé bí ogún ọdún.
You don't want your child to wear trousers.
Mo fẹ́ kọ́ ọmọ yẹn máa wọ ṣòkòtò káàkiri.
Why do you don't want her to wear trousers?
Kí ni ìjọba ẹ kó wọ ṣòkòtò?
You must tell them why.
O ti kọ pé ìṣòro tó wà náà
ni. You must tell them the reason.
O láti mọ ìdí.
You want them to fast.
O fẹ́ kó pàwẹ̀.
Why should they fast?
Kí ni ìṣòro wọn yóò fi gbàwẹ̀?
What are the benefits of fasting?
Kí ni àǹfààní tó wà nínú àwẹ̀ gbígbà?
When you cancel them on this.
Mo máa fún ní ọ̀rọ̀ sí ti lórí èyí.
Even when you are not around.
Nígbà tó bá sí níbẹ̀.
You will begin to do.
Ọmọ yóò máa ṣe ohun tó ní kó ṣe.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There was a man, there was a woman in a church.
Arábìnrin kan wà nínú ìjọ.
Her teenager boy is very wayward.
Àní ọmọ rẹ̀ bí ọmọ ogún ọdún yìí ó jẹ́ ọmọ tó ti
rìn káàkiri. And she's a very dedicated woman.
Arábìnrin ti ṣe tó fi ọkàn sí Ọlọ́run.
Every time she's crying, she's praying.
Ìgbàdúrà tó bá ń sunkún tó bá ń gbàdúrà.
And she will be talking to this boy.
Yóò máa bọ́mọ yìí wí.
But the boy will not follow her to church. Neither for the boy to change.
Ọmọ yìí kò yí padà ní ìwà búburú síbẹ̀ kò tẹ̀lé ìyá rẹ̀ wá sínú ìjọ.
So the pastor told the woman.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run wá sọ fún ọmọbìnrin yìí.
Don't even discuss anything about church about this boy.
Má bùtọ ọmọ yìí, má bàa sọ nípa ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì mọ́.
Because when you suppose to show him the way of Christ.
Ìgbà tó yẹ kó fi ọ̀nà Ọlọ́run wọ̀n
ọ̀nà Jésù. He did not show him.
O ò fi wọ̀n nígbà tó tọ́.
When he's a child.
Ìgbà tó ìwà lọmọ kékeré.
He has failed in that area.
Àní ó ti pa padanu lónìí
wa yìí. So what I'm going to tell you is that.
O tún fẹ́ sọ fún wa báyìí.
Just one be confessing writing about this child.
Máa sọ ohun tó sọ àti ọ̀rọ̀ tó yẹ nípa ọmọ yìí ni.
Don't begin to say in the name of Jesus.
Máa sọ pé ní orúkọ Jésù.
My child is transformed.
Ọmọ mi ti yẹ yìí padà.
He loves the Lord.
O jẹ́ òtí yóò sin Ọlọ́run.
She continued to say this thing for good 6 months.
Ó sọ ọ̀rọ̀ rere yìí sínú ayé ọmọ ìfọ̀ oṣù
mẹ́fà. Even though the boy is still wayward.
Bó tilẹ̀ yẹ pé ọmọ
Ohun ìyá
tó
tẹ̀
inú ayé rẹ̀.
Is that after 6 months.
Lẹ́yìn oṣù mẹ́fà ńkọ́.
The boy just went to the mummy.
Ọmọ ìwà lọ bá màmá rẹ̀.
Mummy, when is church?
Níbo ni ilé ìjọsìn wá wà?
When is the next service?
Ìgbà wo ló máa ṣe sìn? Ilé ìjọsìn.
The mother is the next service.
Àmọ́ tó.
And tomorrow.
Ọlá ni.
Okay, remind me.
Ràn mí létí.
Just like a joke.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí yẹ̀yẹ́.
The boy dress up.
Àwọn ọmọ yìí múra.
And he followed the woman.
Ó wá tẹ̀lé màmá rẹ̀.
After 3 services, he followed the woman.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó tẹ̀lé màmá ìwà fún ilé ìjọsìn fọjọ́ mẹ́rin
ọ̀sẹ̀ mẹ́ta. They asked for the altar call.
Wọ́n wá pèpè pé dé fayé rẹ̀ fún Jésù.
And the boy gave his life.
Ọmọ ìwà sáyé rẹ̀ fún Jésù Kristì.
Somebody praise the Lord.
Ẹ kí èèyàn kan yin Olúwa lógun.
I pray as many children as the enemy have taken over.
Gbogbo ọmọ tí èṣù ti nípa lórí rẹ̀.
As we begin to confess right words towards them.
Láti máa sọ̀rọ̀ tó bọ́ sínú ayé wọn.
That shall
be
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, let us go to the area of training. Luke 2:52.
Ìwé Luke oríkejì.
Luke 2:52.
Ìwé Luke oríkejì.
Luke 2:52. The Bible says, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He grew in wisdom.
Ó dàgbà ní ọgbọ́n.
In stature.
Nínú ìmọ̀.
Favor with God.
Àti ojú rere Ọlọ́run.
And favor with man.
Àti ojú rere ènìyàn.
Number one training.
Ìtọ́ni kíní.
Is a mental training.
Òun ni ìtọ́ni nípa ti
ìmọ̀. Mental training.
Nípa ti ọgbọ́n ìmọ̀.
Number two training.
Ìkejì ni pé.
Physical training.
Ìtọ́ni nípa ti àwọn àfojúrí.
Àgọ́ ara wa.
Àgọ́ ara wa.
Physical training.
Ìtọ́ni nípa àgọ́ ara wa.
It falls on our type of clothing,
iru aso ta ma wo,
our health,
ani alaafia
wa, the use of our body,
ona ta ma pa lu ara
wa. Then number three,
iketa nko,
spiritual training,
itori nipa ti emi,
spiritual training,
itori nipa ti emi.
And number four,
ikerin ko,
social training,
ani itori nipa iwa agbegbe ohun to se labi,
social training,
itomo re ni ohun to se labi pe,
relationship,
ibasepo tori e ko ni,
how to relate with people,
to ma jan bawon eyan sepo,
the elders,
ato ma ba agbalagba
re,
ati egbe re re,
praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Our first major training that make a total child. I will start from spiritual training. Spiritual training. You must lead your child to a Christ.
Ogbodo so mo re ti Olorun re ti ona Jesu Christi.
Lead your child to a Christ.
So mo re ti Christ Jesu.
Lead your child to Christ. Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God.
Jesus ni ogun Olorun ati oye Olorun agbara re.
You must win them to Christ.
Ogbodo momo re ko mo Jesus.
That they are following us to church, it does not mean they are saved.
O se pe o tele wa sinu church ko tuko so faye re fun Jesus.
That they are very serious in the work of God does not mean that they are saved.
Agbo pe won se ko ti to ninu oro Olorun o tumo so mo Jesus.
We must ensure.
Ogbodo ri daju.
That indeed.
Agbodo ti to.
Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior.
Jesus ni Olorun.
Then you must disciple them.
O si gbodo ma je adari won nipa ti gege bi omo eyin Jesus.
Yes, o gbodo je omo eyin Jesus Christ.
A o gbodo je you must be a disciple of Christ.
The difference between salvation and becoming a disciple of Christ.
Iyato wa laarin igbala ati lati je omo eyin Jesus.
You must disciple them.
O gbodo je komo re je omo eyin Jesus.
You must disciple them.
O gbodo je to ma dale somo eyin bi omo eyin.
Number three. You must release them to the work for the kingdom service.
O ti gbodo jowo won lati je en to ma je alafa pe ninu ise Olorun
ninu ijo. For the kingdom service.
O gbodo ma se ninu ijo to wa.
Number one.
Kini kini.
We must lead them to Christ.
So won ti odo Jesu.
Number two.
Ikeji ko.
We must disciple them.
O ti gbodo je ko jo mo eyin Jesu.
Number three.
Iketa nko.
We must release them to the kingdom
service. O gbodo jowo mo re fun ise Olorun.
The kingdom service.
A ninu ijo Olorun.
You must ensure that your children.
O gbodo ri daju ko mo re.
They have three S.
Àwọn ní S mẹ́ta.
What is the meaning of three S?
Àfihàn wọ̀nyí sì.
Salvation.
Ìgbàlà.
Sanctification.
Àti ìsọdún ní mímọ́.
And service.
Àti ìsìn Ọlọ́run.
Salvation.
Ìgbàlà.
Sanctification.
Ìsọdún ní mímọ́.
And service.
Àti ìsìn Ọlọ́run.
Salvation.
Ìgbàlà.
Sanctification.
Ìsọdún ní mímọ́.
And service.
Àti ìsìn Ọlọ́run.
You must ensure.
O gbọ́dọ̀ rí dájú.
That your children.
Pé ọmọ rẹ.
They are born of the water.
Àwọn bí wọn nínú ti omi.
And they are born of the spirit.
Àti ìbínú ti ẹ̀mí.
John 3:5.
Ìwé Jòhánù oríkẹta
ìgbà rẹ̀. Except a man is born of the water.
Àfi ta bá bẹ́ẹ̀ni orí pàti ẹ̀mí.
And born of the spirit.
Àti orí pàti ẹ̀mí.
He cannot enter
the kingdom. Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ kò lè wọ ọjọ́bọ ọ̀run.
Do you know that children can speak in tongues?
Ìjọ mọ̀dájú pọ̀ mọ̀ rẹ̀ lè sọ tẹ́lẹ̀.
Our children speak in tongues.
Ó lè máa fi èdè ọ̀tún pọ̀.
When I discovered that in the Bible.
Ìgbà tí mo rí ìdí irun méjì.
Because I am a children minister.
Ìlú pèlè jẹ́ ẹ àní tó ń darí àwọn ọmọ.
Children ministry is one of my major ministries.
Ìpè iṣẹ́ ìrántí ẹ̀mí ni pé láti máa tọ́ àwọn ọmọ.
When I discovered that in the Bible.
Ìgbà tí mo rí ìdí irun méjì.
We just gather the children.
À á kọ́ ọmọ kéékèèké jọ.
We call it retreat.
A pè é pé ìtọ́jú.
A day retreat.
Àní ìtọ́jú ọjọ́ kan.
And we fast and pray.
A gbàdúrà àti ìgbàwẹ̀.
Do you know and our fasting age.
Àní ìgbàwẹ̀ wà yìí.
Start from 3 years old.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ọmọ ọdún mẹ́ta.
3 years old.
Ọmọ bá ti kọ́ ọmọ ọdún mẹ́ta gbọ́dọ̀ gbàwẹ̀.
I discovered it in the Bible.
A rí nínú Bíbélì ni.
That even baby can fast.
Àti àwọn ọmọ náà lè gbàwẹ̀.
When I discovered it.
Ìgbà tí mo rí èyí dájú.
I just know this children can work in power.
Àwọn ọmọ ilé ìrìn nínú agbára.
Let's go to Joel chapter 2.
Ìwé Joel
oríkejì. And verse 16.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún.
And so it is so awesome like this.
Àyè ìṣe tó rẹwà bẹ́ẹ̀ yìí.
The Bible said if even the talking baby should fast.
Ọmọ mugbàgbà gbọ́dọ̀ gbàwẹ̀.
I said that is wonderful.
Èyí dára.
John chapter 2 verse 16.
Ìwé Joel oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún.
Hallelujah. Then when you go to Acts of Apostles, we will just write it down.
Ẹ̀kọ́ sílẹ̀.
Acts of Apostles chapter 2:38-39.
Ìjà apọ́sẹ́lì oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógójì àti
ìkọkànlélógójì. The Bible says.
Bíbí ni wí.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
Ẹ̀bùn ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
Is for our children.
Ó jẹ́ fún àwọn ọmọ wa ni.
When I get to Joel chapter 2:38-39.
Ìwé Joel oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlógójì àti ìkọkànlélógójì.
Joel chapter 2.
Ìwé Joel oríkejì.
38-39.
Oríkejìdínlógójì àti ìkọkànlélógójì.
The Bible says.
Bíbí ni wí.
You will pour his spirit upon all flesh.
Yóò da ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ sórí gbogbo
àyè gbogbo. That our sons and daughters will prophesy.
Ọmọ wa kékeré sọ tẹ́lẹ̀.
They will confuse them. One day when I was in university, my president on campus, when we came back from semester break, he warned all we the
experts.
He said, go and study the Bible very well. And if you see those people, JW, you know what people I'm talking about. He said, if you don't know this Bible, don't just entertain them. They said, my president, they use a single word to confuse
you.
And what is that word? Show us in the Bible that word rapture. And my president started looking for the word
rapture.
And he started looking for it. He started looking for it. And he could not find it. Then I said, you see now. So after they left, he said, Holy Spirit, what is happening?
The Holy
Spirit now told him that that word rapture is just a vocabulary.
He now took him to
the second Thessalonians. That the Bible said we shall be cut off. In the sickness of
heart.
What am I trying to emphasize? Our children must not be confused about the salvation in Christ Jesus. So that when they are in the school, when some people say, you say Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God is his Father. Who
will
not give birth to Jesus? Who is the mother of Jesus? If they don't know what to answer, at that time, they are in doubt of their salvation. And if care is not taken, they can be confused and be derailed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We must take them to trust in God.
Two children
were kidnapped. One was crying, my father. The one that
was
saying, I'm a child of God. I cannot be king. The kidnapper says, this one will spoil our show. That is calling Jesus
Jesus.
They released
him.
He was the one that saw the school. When your children are informed, are they crying or crying to God? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Teach them family altar. And personal altar. They will know how to pray themselves. Teach them the power of personal altar. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God will help us in the name of
Jesus.
Now let us go to the second training. That is our mental training. Mental training. You must be able to teach them how to discover their gifts and their talents. Their gifts and their talents. Their gifts and their talents. You must know their areas of interest. That is why the white man people in that area, they score higher marks than us.
I don't know, you know, allow for my dad to your little one on the
from that toddler time, when they discovered that a child loves to draw something, they will turn out to find
art.
Because they know he has a trait in that one. You must know the trait that your child carries. So that they can be the
heir
in the area of their career and profession. That was a child. She can talk. Even the child said, this child can talk, he's talking too much. They will beat her.
No.
So the father followed her to the church, to the school.
Papa, what are you doing?
And he canceled the teacher. Don't let us blame this child. We don't know, maybe this is area of our gift. Let's put her in a curriculum. This thing they do during the less busy time.
By the
time the trainer,
she
became a great orator. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was a guy.
He
was performing woefully in science class. But there was a children's anniversary in that church. So it was opportune to present some talk and some presentation. And he did it perfectly. Then I said, this guy is not a dollar. They trained her from science class to
science
art class. Somebody that has been calling SSS. She taught the class. That time they changed that to art class.
If you don't hear more than I think I'll over
this. Our children must exam like Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
But we must help them to discover their gifts and talents.
I want to know you.
And place them very well. What about social training? Train them about relationships. How to greet people.
I
appreciate. There was a family. They sent Aya Killer to them. But these children have been trained socially. So when these two Aya Killer came, they didn't meet their daddy. So these two children, they went to the man. What are you going to eat? Uncle, you look fine. Let's go and get you something. Oh, let us on the television. When these two Aya Killer saw the hospitality, they can't be to be painful.
So
took their father away. Because the children showed them love and accommodation. They went again to kill the Aya. Those that Aya to destroy you, they will go and destroy those that hire them. In the name of Jesus. Let's teach our children hospitality. Let's teach them to respect the elders. Many of our children, they are very rude today. Because since we are rude people, we disobey the elders. We don't know how to respect the elders. My mother taught me how to manage my mouth. When I was a child. And I give credit to her. Because he helped me in my female ministry. What is not the church of God is evil management of mouth. What God's mother is to put us in problems. Satan asked only single question. He download every information. He destroyed
Adam
and he destroyed the mankind. My mouth will not destroy my husband. My mouth will not destroy my family. One day, when I was a child, around 4 or 5 years, we are living in a compound. You know, children, we know how to talk. So some of my friends, they are speaking against my mother. Your mother can do this. You know, I'm not happy. When my mother came,
my mother.
This man said this. He slapped my mouth. He said, I have no hire you as my reporter. From childhood, you know how to scatter. You will hear this and hear that. Keep your mouth shut. Since that time, when I have privilege to hear your information, I remember you have not hired me to be your reporter. So I will not tell this brother. And he helped me in movement ministry. Unfortunately for me that day, I have not washed my plate. And she went to market to go and buy something. So when he entered kitchen again, plates are dirty, pots are dirty, another slap. But I can never forget her. The value of a woman is in that mouth. Mouth management. Mouth management. That teaching is so rich. And I can never forget. Another thing I learned from my mother is that I must not disparage elders. If my mother is fighting an ache, you dare not put your mouth. But today, it baffles me that parents will send their children to go and abuse their men. It is unfair. parent, we have to change.
Ani, iwo gẹ́gẹ́ bí òfin gbọ́dọ̀ yí padà.
I saw a mother.
Mo rí ìyá kan.
He was abusing somebody.
Ó ń bú ènìyàn kan.
In the presence of her child.
Níwájú àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀.
Because he was fighting for a seat space for her child.
Ó ń pa ó ń jà pé kọ́mọ ó lè rí ìjókòó.
But they told us that when we see elder.
Ó kọ́ wa pé dàmá rí àgbàlagbà.
That does not have a seat space.
Bí kò rí ẹ kó jókòó.
We should stand tall.
Akọ́lọ̀ dìde fún àgbàlagbà ni.
For the elder to sit.
But
this mother is abusing the elder. Ìbọn ìyá
ìwọ́n kó èèyàn kan pé kò yẹ kó mọ̀ ó jókòó.
Because one are trying to sit
beside her. Ó fẹ́ràn rẹ̀ jókòó sí
and they started causing them.
Wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ègún léra wọn lórí.
The mother started causing the man.
Àní ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bú ọkùnrin.
The man started causing the man.
Ọkùnrin bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bú.
We know that we have to change.
A ní láti yí padà rárá.
Some children abuse prophet Elisha.
Àwọn ọmọ kan kú wòlíì Elisha.
What happened to them?
Kí ló tó ṣẹlẹ̀?
They die.
Àwọn kú.
My children will not die.
Ọmọ mi kì yóò kú.
My children will not be destroyed.
Àwọn ọmọ mi kì yóò parun.
Please, we have to change from bad attitude to good attitude.
A ní láti yí padà kó nínú ìwà búburú sí ìwà tótó.
What about their physical training?
Àní ìtọ́ni nípa ara wọn kọ́.
Don't just thank them.
Má sọ fún wọn pé.
Don't wear nonsense clothes here.
Má ṣe wàṣọ tó ń
ta. You know I am mommy Gio.
Màmá Gio ni mo jẹ́.
They will tell you mama.
Má bèrè pé màmá.
He don't say that is how you dress.
Àìjẹ́ àmọ̀ bó máa dé múra.
This is a dressing that is a sport now.
Àìmúra tó wà ní àgbègbè nìyí.
Teach them why they must cover their
nakedness. Ogbọ́dọ̀ kọ ọmọ rẹ ìdí tó yẹ kó fi wàṣọ.
Teach them the purpose of clothing.
Pàtàkì ẹ̀kọ́ tá a tọ́ túmọ̀ sí gbọ́dọ̀ kọ ọmọ rẹ.
When you teach them.
Tó bá kọ ọmọ rẹ.
Now allow them to reason with you.
Jẹ́ kọ́ mọ̀ òye pẹ̀lú rẹ.
What do you want to see to this
one? Kí ló fẹ́ kó rí nípa ti èyí?
And pray.
Ó ti máa gbàdúrà.
That they will take a right.
Pé wọ́n ò pé ìpèsè tó tọ́.
The Lord will help us in Jesus.
Olùwàyò ràn wá lọ́wọ́ lórúkọ
Jésù. Another thing I want to tell us is family values.
Àní pàtàkì jùlọ nípa ohun tó tẹ ẹbí dúró fún.
Our family values.
Nǹkan tí ẹbí wá dúró fún.
Please let them know the family values.
Jẹ́kọ̀ mọ̀ nǹkan tí ẹbí rẹ dúró fún.
Things you want in your family.
Ohun tẹ́fẹ́ kò tẹ̀lé nínú ẹbí rẹ.
And opposite to casting some single sisters.
Àǹfààní wà fún láti bá àwọn obìnrin kan tó sì lọ́kọ.
And I discovered that their mother delayed their marital breakthroughs.
Màmá wọn wá sínú àti ilé ọkọ wọn.
Why did I say that?
Kí ni ìdí rẹ̀?
The family has their values.
Ẹbí ìyó ní ohun tí ẹbí wọn dúró fún.
But they didn't tell their daughter.
Ṣùgbọ́n sọ fún àwọn ọmọ wọn.
So the daughter went ahead.
Àwọn ọmọ yìí wá lọ.
They are in relationship.
Wọ́n wà ní ìbáṣepọ̀.
About to be mature.
Láti jẹ́ tó máa dàgbà.
And the mother say no.
Màmá sọ pé ó tì.
This is not my value.
Ní ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ lẹ́bí mi kọ́
rè. And the mother
say but you didn't tell me.
And because of that.
Fún ìdí èyí kọ́.
The relationship was broken.
Àní ìbáṣepọ̀ yìí.
And yet the lady is still praying.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ń gbà.
If that lady did not get the right tutor in time.
Àtò wà ní ọ̀nà tó tọ́ ní.
You will believe the mother of destroyed our world and marital life.
Yóò pé ìyá rẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ ló jẹ́ ìdùnnà fún
òun. Let us set our children our family values.
Ẹ̀ka fún ọmọ wa ní nǹkan tí ẹbí wá dúró fún.
And let our family value based on the word of God.
Ẹ kí ohun tí ẹbí wá dúró fún kó tún wà lórí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
I use ten commandments as my family values.
Àmọ́ lo òfin mẹ́wàá gẹ́gẹ́ bí ohun tí ẹbí mi dúró fún.
Commandment 1 to 4 talk about my relationship with God.
Ìbá òfin kìíní tí ìkẹrin ìbá ti pọ̀ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run mi.
I must serve only God.
Mo gbọ́dọ̀ ní Ọlọ́run kan.
No other worshiping.
Kò sí ìwé Ọlọ́run mìíràn.
Mass management about the word of God.
Mo gbọ́dọ̀ máa tọ́ ọkọ rẹ̀ mi ní ìdàrúkọ Ọlọ́run.
Then nobody can break the law of Sabbath.
Àti pé ọjọ́ ta gbọ́dọ̀ máa sin Ọlọ́run
kò sí. We must worship God on Sunday morning.
A gbọ́dọ̀ sin Ọlọ́run ní ọjọ́.
Many parents they will carry their children to school.
Ọmọ ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́.
Mother, I will not be able to come.
Ọ̀hìn lè wá.
I want to carry my children.
Ọmọ ẹgbẹ́ ọmọ mi lọ sílé ẹ̀kọ́.
Telling them that they can break the law of Sabbath.
Òun fi yé wọn pé kò yẹ kó máa lọ sí ìjọsìn.
They are telling that serving God is not so much important.
Pé kò ṣe pàtàkì láti máa sin Ọlọ́run ní èyí.
And that one is dangerous.
Èyí sì léwu.
Lord, we help us in the name of
Jesus. Ọlọ́run yóò ràn wá lọ́wọ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
Let's rise on our feet.
Ẹ kà dúró lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa.
I will not fail in the name of Jesus.
Ebi kò ní pàdánù lórúkọ Jésù.
I will not fail in the name of Jesus.
Ebi kò ní pàdánù lórúkọ Jésù.
I will not fail in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray 2 prayer points.
Mo fẹ́ ka gbàdúrà méjì.
One is in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2.
Ìwé Efésù orí kejì ẹsẹ̀ kejì rẹ̀.
And he's talking about the social media.
Ó sọ nípa ohun tí àwọn ìwé ìròyìn.
Please parents be on Facebook.
Àní òbí ó dára kó wà lórí Facebook.
Be on WhatsApp.
A wà lórí WhatsApp.
I'm on WhatsApp because of this series.
Àìsúná ọmọ yìí mo ti wà ní.
And I do a lot of counseling.
Mo sì máa ń ṣe ìtọ́ni.
Because I'm able to see them.
Nítorí pé mo lè rí wọn.
And when they misuse those things.
Tọ́ bá ṣe àṣìlò yìí.
One of our daughter in university.
Ìkan wọn náà mo àtọ́ ilé ẹ̀kọ́ gíga.
He takes a picture.
O wa fi àwòrán.
And I communicate to her.
Mo wa ba soro.
This picture is not good.
Àwòrán yìí kò dára tó.
Spiritually.
Kò dára
nípa ìjára máa jẹ̀mí. Why can't you use all
this one? Kí ló ń ṣe òun nípa èyí?
He said, I'm sorry, mom.
Màmá yẹn máa ń bá ìdí
sí mi. I just saw it in my friend's phone.
Mo rí nínú ìwé
ìfọ̀nà
ọmọ ààrẹ mo ti lò.
Most of them they are in error because of their ignorance.
Ọ̀pọ̀ wọn ló ṣàṣìṣe nítorí pé àìmọ̀
wọn. And that ignorance is because of my error as a parent.
Àìmọ̀ wọn yìí sì ṣe nípa àìṣe
sí ẹ̀yẹ́ nípa ẹ̀yẹ́ bí o. So if your child has failed.
Bí ọmọ rẹ bá fìdí rẹ mi.
That means you have failed.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé o ti fìdí rẹ mi.
If my child has failed.
Bí ọmọ rẹ bá fìdí rẹ mi.
That means I have failed.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé mo fìdí rẹ mi.
Therefore we are going to pray
today. Ìyá ó gbàdúrà yìí.
Please, social media is very very important.
Àní àwọn Facebook onírúurú ó ṣe pàtàkì.
Ephesians 2:2.
Ìwé Fẹ́sì orí
kẹ. The Bible says the spirit of disobedience.
Ẹ̀mí àìgbọràn ńkọ.
From the prince of the year.
Aláti.
Prince of the year.
Aláti orí ọ̀wọ́n alá ẹ̀mí
ọ̀rọ̀ àgbà pẹpẹ. The power of the prince of the year.
Agbára ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn
rẹ pẹpẹ. Technology.
Àní.
Our television.
Tó ń ṣe nípa ìwòran.
They are putting spirit of
obedience
here and there. And we are going to stand against it. Say in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of disobedience. By the power of the prince of the year. Through technology and
social media.
You will not possess my children. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. You will not possess my children. You will not destroy my children. You will not possess my children. You will not destroy my children. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The Bible talk about a sword of Herod. That makes people to be childless. It's not that they don't give
up.
But it destroys children. Every sword of
Herod.
Will not locate my children. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Sword of error will not locate my children. In the mighty name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, let all lift up our two hands. Holy Spirit of the living God. I ask for the spirit of wisdom to possess us.
Amen.
Ability to study the word of God. Boldness to establish the word of God. In our family in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us of all our errors as a parent. And build us up again by your love and wisdom in the name of Jesus. Even the little we have had, let it work wonders in our family. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I brought one of my book here, ABC of God for the toddler.
ABC fun nipasẹ Ọlọrun.
It's a good book to invest in your children. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you.